community dietitian in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Alicia Ferdinand, is advising persons to consume lots of fluids when recovering from COVID-19. Ms. Ferdinand is also advising that persons consume mainly locally produced natural foods to boost the immune system in protecting against infection of the virus.
The first thing I would let persons know, whether you're trying to prevent, control, or even after COVID, fluids is the most important thing. Make sure you keep up with your fluids. And when I'm speaking of fluids, I mean your normal pure natural water or even your little coconut water. On the flip side of that, you don't want to be intaking lots of alcohol, sugar-sweetened beverages. Those things will not help the immune system to basically get over what you're basically trying to prevent or going through. Secondly, you want to include lots of foods that build the immune system. So, for instance, you want to add a lot of antifungal foods. So, ginger, a lot of turmeric, garlic, yes, a lot of vitamin C-rich foods. So, your citrus fruits, even your little veg, because you would be surprised to know that sweet peppers, they have more vitamin C than some of the fruits that we intake. That, well, they have vitamin C, but not as much as your sweet peppers.
Okay.
So your sweet peppers, your local callaloo, your spinach, your everything that is local, you want to include. Because the more local the foods and the more natural that you also intake them in terms of how you prepare them. So you also do not want to include a lot of fatty foods within your diet, especially when you're going through COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to look at a bit of dairy food, because you want to eliminate foods that may create mucus within the system.
Okay.
Because that mucus can stop your other foods from working to help build your immune system. So you basically want to keep your foods as natural and fresh as possible.
That is Alicia Ferdinand, the community dietitian in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment. In the region, Trinidad and Tobago recorded 613 additional COVID-19 cases on Thursday from samples taken between May 15th and 18th. This brings the total number of active cases in that country to 9,265. The Ministry of Health also reported 3 additional deaths from the virus, bringing the total number of deaths to 3,886 as of Thursday afternoon. And Jamaica's Education Minister, Faithful Williams, has disclosed that discussions are taking place with the Ministry of Health about reinstituting the mask mandate in schools. On Wednesday, the Education Minister revealed that some 245 COVID-19 cases have so far been recorded in educational institutions, while there have been 671 suspected cases. In the international arena, as North Korea faces the prospect of a humanitarian catastrophe amid its first officially confirmed coronavirus outbreak, Pyongyang is steadfastly refusing offers of international assistance. The World Health Organization, WHO, which is deeply concerned at the risk of further spread, said the country had not responded to requests for information about the outbreak. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.